Our next presenter, and in fact, final presenter, is going to be Rolf Olsen. I'll remind you that he's previously introduced, but I'll remind you that he's the vice president of Sears Island, Friends of Sears Island. I also want to say that this meeting is substantially happening because of Rolf's immense work to organize this whole thing, with, of course, many other people happening, including James Gilway, who helped get this room set up and everything for it. So thank you very much, Rolf, for getting this together. Rolf is going to speak on why Mack Point is the best choice for the wind part.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Scott. And it really was quite a group effort. And I think at this point I want to reemphasize, as has been said in two or three different occasions, no decision has been made on the location of this. And the main reason we wanted to have this meeting is to inform as many people. There's a lot of misinformation about what goes on Sears Island, or what might happen there, or what might happen with the wind port in general. So really humbled by the number of people that are here, and hope to hear a real lot of different voices today. Just a few minutes about the history. You know, for 3,400 years ago, indigenous tribes of the Wabanaki Nations inhabited this area that we now call Maine. And they called the island Wasumpkick. And this is the spelling, although a lot of people are more familiar with Wasumpkeg, which is actually written on the jetty road as you walk up there. But this is the spelling that we're told the Penobscot Nation's language keepers are offering now. And so that's what we're going to start using today. It meant bright sand beach in the native language, and it was really a visual beacon as along the coast. Europeans arrived in the late 1600s, and around 1730, the island became known as Brigadier's Island, named for Samuel Waldo, who was a brigadier general. After Samuel Waldo died in 1759, his daughter Lucy married Henry Knox. There's another familiar name for people in our area. And Knox hired, in 1794, Knox hired people to clear much of the island and turn it into a grazing farm for oxen, cattle, sheep, and hogs. And he also built the farmhouse, the remains of which are still visible just off the homestead trail on the island. In 1806, a number of men owned shares of Brigadier's Island, and one of them was named David Sears. He bought out his partners in 1813, and the island then became known as Sears Island. Farming continued on the island for over a century. And while the Sears family never lived year-round on the island, they did build a summer home near the southern end in 1853, which burned 40 years later. But again, the foundation stones are still there. There's a dug well that's got stones around it, and we've built trails in around there so people can explore some of this part of the history. In 1905, the Bangor Investment Company, which was part of Bangor and Aroostook Railroad, bought the island to develop a resort, which actually was never built. Farming on the land on the island ultimately proved not to be a successful endeavor, and in 1934, the vacant buildings were demolished and the island returned to a much more natural state. And as James pointed out, you know, locals is that really discovered the natural beauty of it. And I've heard stories of families that would go out and spend the entire summer camping on the island and traveling back and forth on the sandbar before the causeway. And, you know, interestingly, some of you may know that it was used as a drop-off point for smugglers during Prohibition as well. So got a rich and diverse history. Well, over more than 50 years since the 70s, there have been a number of plans to industrialize the island. There was a nuclear power plant proposed, an oil refinery, an aluminum smelting plant, and of course, a cargo port. All these were proposed, explored, found wanting for environmental and other reasons. But in general, you know, I first moved to Maine in 1973 and lived way up in Presque Isle. And I remember hearing the controversy about Sears Island and you know, all these plans raised a certain amount of discord in the public and it became a point of contention. So the state has owned the entire island since 1997 when it went off the Searsport tax rolls, much to the chagrin of James and others. And when the state purchased it from the Bangor and Aroostook. In 2009, the agreement, again, that has been mentioned, was reached to place the 601 acres on that eastern side of the island facing Stockton Springs in a permanent conservation easement. And those remaining 330 acres on the west side facing Mack Point are still undeveloped, but it is, as has been pointed out, land held for possible use for port purposes in the future. And you know, there are some interesting little known facts too. I was recently told that the cell tower that's at the south end of the island was actually built initially to monitor weather during the exploration of building the nuclear power plant, and that tower remains today. And it's there's a 5-acre, well, 4.98-acre plot of land surrounding it that's owned by a company that owns and manages thousands of cell towers around the country and around the world. And I think they generate somewhere around, I don't know, 4,000 or so in property tax dollars for the town. And that's the story of the cell tower. And now let's take a look at why a lot of people, including myself, believe that based on what we know at this moment, why Mack Point is the better choice for this. And again, I'll repeat, there's a lot we don't know. And James has pointed it out, Matt Burns has pointed it out. I don't think that we're necessarily early in the process. We're two or three years anyway into the process of exploring this. They need to figure out how much this is going to cost and on each site, and then also what the time frame is on each site. Those numbers are not known, and that's part of the formula, the alternatives analysis matrix that needs to be filled in, that we just don't have that. But again, so based on what we know now, there are a number of people that think Mack Point is the smarter choice. So both Mack Point and Sears Island have been found to have enough land to accommodate the port. The owner of Mack Point, which is Sprague Energy, supports the plan to locate the port there. And Sprague has reported that, you know, as James has pointed out, if you looked at the diagrams, they were kind of difficult to see, but there would be some unused fuel storage tanks removed from the site to create some of that land that's needed. And the dry storage buildings, it's my understanding, I was told they would be relocated, so they would be moved away from the shore where they currently exist and move farther upland to accommodate that purpose still ongoing. But those fuel tanks to be removed, it's my understanding they were used to bring jet fuel, you know, that was piped up to Loring Air Force Base when it operated. The Air Force Base is no longer in use, and those fuel storage tanks have largely remained unused for a number of years, although, again, they remain on the Searsport tax roll, and that's one of the reasons that's an important consideration. So building the port on Sears Island would seem to be the opposite of green. The current plan, as has been talked about, calls for 75 acres on that west side of the island to be cleared and the land essentially flattened. And the harvested soil and rock would be brought out to fill a 20-acre area in the bay now, beyond where the shoreline is. And so both the existing forest and marine habitat areas would be destroyed, and so their carbon sequestering capabilities would be lost to that. So that's what would happen if it's done on Sears Point. And there, as Susan has pointed out, we believe there will be a negative impact on the experience of visiting Sears Island until the conservation area. Mack Point has been an industrial site for well over 100 years. Repurposing what is essentially a brownfield site toward the purpose of creating renewable energy in Maine seems to make a lot of sense to me. And again, this is all based on what we know now, that we're strongly in favor of wind energy, but we believe that the right side for the port is on Sears Island, excuse me, on Mack Point. That was a good slip, wasn't it? So thank you very much, and the questions and so forth will be coming up soon.